Yeah, we're back with Luwop. Luwop the Dirty General, man. It's been a long time happening, long time coming, man.
It has, man. You know, it's been a long road, but it's been fun, man. Definitely been fun.
We were just talking about some of your past here, and that's how the Mind Grenade freestyle kind of came up, too. In regards to that, Mind Grenade EP, one of your first pieces of work, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, off of that, I met up with cats like Embassy, Maccabee Media. We're on this up north trip.
Wow.
You guys lying around here. but yeah, man, you know, met up with those dudes. That's Galactus, who you heard on Listen to start off the show. From Embassy as well, and started, you know, networking with them cats out in Guelph, Berlin, Kitchener. So, you know, just building with them, and from that came out with the track Warning Shot, the EP Warning Shot. You know, that was like my next move. So from there, you know, just building with them, you know, doing shows. You know, we did the Hip Hop for Unity show down at downtown there when you know, Jay Rue was down here. Special Ed was down here for that.
Jay Rue's coming back.
Jay Rue's always
next
here, man.
Month, man. Yeah.
Jay Rue should just move to Toronto.
Yeah, that dude, that was a comeback album of Marley the year Mom. That's still rising, no question.
Yeah, man. Jay Rue's classic, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, and that was it, you know, through Maccabee Media, just building with those cats. And then yeah, I mean, we put out Warning Shot. And from then, it just developed into where I'm at now. And what you got now is the Spick Who Sat By The Door. From that, again, it was just always, you know, the process of learning, you know, trial and error and whatnot. And that's how Handmade Music also started. So Handmade Music, set up Handmade Music to put out Spick Who Sat By The Door and all the next things that are coming up.
Okay. How'd you link up with Stickman?
With Stickman, again, man, it was just MySpace, dude.
Oh my god.
Get your MySpace game on. You know, like, had the track, and originally, you know, we're looking at the track. DJ Deuce, who's a dude at Flow downtown in Toronto, right? So he heard it, so all of a sudden it's on the radio. I had the track done, and all of a sudden I'm, you know, getting phone calls, people like, yo man, you're on the radio, this and that. And I was like, what? So the track's on air, so I'm like, alright, cool. So all of a sudden we're getting a little, you know, little buzz and whatever. The track's got medium rotation, it's bubbling. So I'm like, shoot, I'm like, we should do a remix. So I'm trying to call out, you know, I'm like, yo, I want, you know, this person. I'm calling out cats, but everybody, it just didn't work out. The people that I wanted to get. Like, I had you know, I had Theo. Didn't work out with Theo just time wise. Promise. ISIS, you know, I mean, there's enough people that we try to make it happen, and then it just didn't work out. With Elohim, I sent him the track. He sent me the verse like right away. Stick. Then I was just like thinking, and then, you know, started building with Stickman on MySpace, and I was like, yo, this would just be a perfect fit. I mean, you know, revolution, you know, revolutionary, you know, Stickman, Dead Press. I was like, all right, send it to him, and then rest is history, man. It was just like, all right, we made it happen. And, you know, I'm happy with the way it worked out. You know what I'm saying? And that's how Stickman happened, man. MySpace.
Wow. Seems like a whole lot of MySpace going on.
Dude, it was, you know what? It's just, again, like I was saying before, like with the, back in the day, we would have Planet Mars where we could all congregate and network. Since those venues and those avenues aren't around anymore, you know what I mean? You know, there isn't really a spot where we can all meet up and network and bounce ideas. So the internet has replaced that, you know what I mean? And I mean, it's not a bad thing at all, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is and it isn't. I mean, you know, you miss that interaction, you know what I mean, that human interaction. But I mean, shoot, you can build with anybody on the internet, you know what I mean?
There's one question I'm wondering to a lot everybody's mind, but do you feel that conscience rap is dead?
Do I feel that conscious rap? You know what? I don't even really like to title it like conscious rap, because I'm saying it's like when you start to break it up into subjects, then it just doesn't give that person a really branch out and express other parts of themselves. I mean, everybody has, a quote-unquote conscious side to them. You know what I mean? But as far as conscious rap being dead, nah, man. I mean, like, that's like people saying hip-hop is dead, and I disagree with that. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that hip-hop isn't dead, that hip-hop is alive, all of it is alive. So you just got to dig for it. It's just harder to find now. That's what I find. I mean, you have the spotlight is on a certain subject matter all the time, the time, that you don't see it as much. But nah, I wouldn't say conscious.
Because then when you had the Public Enemies and the Poor Righteous Teachers and the X Clan, you know, back in the late '80s and early '90s. Going on until about the late '90s, then it was still around. Then people thought, "Oh, it's different now. Everyone's rapping about, all these nursery rhyme raps and snapping and swaying and all that." And it starts to question, like, if that kind of thing is dead. But I see exactly what you're saying, because everyone's always trying to send that type of, message out there.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing too is that when you look at hip hop, I mean, hip hop's what, 30 something odd years, right?
About 40, I would say.
So we're about, look at it as 40 years. That's the life of somebody. So of course, when hip hop first started, it was nursery rhyme stuff. You know what I mean? Like the, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, clap your hands, everybody.
It was very basic, right? And it started to grow and develop, just as a child grows and develops. And of course, you had, the different ways that hip hop went. You went, gangster rap, conscious rap, party, whatever. It's the same cycles that the people go through. Now we're at a cycle again where you had all these kids now who are doing their little basic, nursery rhyme rap. And that will grow. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a dude like Lupe.
Yeah.
I mean, Lupe Fiasco, man, he's from this time. But he's very ahead of his time in the sense of the cats that are coming out right now. You know what I mean? He's a dude who is conscious of his wordplay and whatnot. So you're seeing hip. I mean, I would never say that hip hop just goes through cycles. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just a little bit of that mistake of what they did by getting older cats to sing older songs, and then him forgetting it at the TCQ
tribute. Yeah.
I think that was a little too much.
Yeah,
he should have just said straight out that he wasn't familiar, with TCQ.
Yeah. It's all learning, man. It's all a building process.
It is, yeah, man. It's, I mean, think about it. To be on the stage with those cats, I mean, yeah, Lupe's Lupe, but Lupe's still paying his dues. And to be on stage with legends, dude,
it shows.
You'd be nervous, yeah, man. You know
it
what
shows,
I mean?
Like, you know.
Yeah, there's a gap right there, But nah, man, I wouldn't say conscious rap is dead.
Who's the best dude you ever worked on stage with?
What's that?
Now that we're just talking about live-ish, who's the best person you ever worked on stage with? Like for the best sort of charisma or sort of flow? Like,
Fat Al, just, man.
Fat Al, you're saying Fat for Al. Sure, eh?
Fat Al, without a doubt,
big
just
up.
In the sense of, like,
just everything,
shit,
man.
Yeah, man, like, dude's, like, energy. Like, I mean, Fat Al, like, you're never going to see Fat Al standing still. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he'll make you, like, he'll make you work. If you think you're going to be that type of MC that's going to come up and, just lay in the cut and put your head down and cup the mic and run.
He's a dude that fools you by appearance.
He will run circles around you and make you look stupid. Cause
and as I was just saying, he fools you by appearance.
Yeah.
Sometimes, just by when you first interact with him, it doesn't quite click the first few seconds, but his mind's already in that mode. And it's funny that I'm talking to you about this because, it totally makes sense.
Yeah, man, yeah. So he'd definitely be, man, Fat Al. Fat Al's definitely one of the best cats I've worked with.
And who have you got for a little dream list for your future? Obviously, you have an album coming out this summer, so.
You know what, this time. Trying to get Buckshot on a track right now that we're working on with PhD. That's all. I can't really. I wish I could tell you more, or even like play you what we got. But
you saw my eyes light up as soon as
I'm
you
just,
said that.
I'm just gonna wait and hear how this would sound.
I really want to So Buck, we're gonna get on this, man. We gotta make that happen. I think it'd be something big. As far as for the album. I mean, for the What's Hip Hop mixtape coming up, I got Decisive is on it.
Nice.
Theo is on it.
Big up stylist.
Kayotney from Street Congress. Y'all got to check this dude. Kehani is crazy.
It's all
Roach
building.
One, of course.
Nice.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, just trying to, you know, again, like ISIS from Thunder Heist, if y'all know.
Wow.
It's just, yeah, man, I'm just.
It's growing.
And you know what? And that's just it. It's the whole handmade music thing. It's besides it being a label, it's really more of a movement and a philosophy, in the sense that we're not sitting around here waiting for things to happen. You know what I mean? Like we really gotta make it happen ourselves. I mean, those days of, you know, you waiting for a label to come and sign you and scoop you and take you to the promised land, that ain't gonna happen. You know what I mean? Like it's just not like. We gotta decide that, and we determine that, and we gotta create our own promised land. You know what I mean? Like, as Canadian artists, as Canadian hip hop artists, what rich Canadian hip hop artist is it? You know what I mean? Like, and if that's what you're in it for, then it's even the wrong country, man. Like,
yeah, cause, I mean, there's cats around this area. No disrespect to Steel City, do y'all thing. That think they're gonna be on on. Come on, man, it's a struggle. I mean, even my man. Tommy Knox, I mean, he's been in this game for over 10 years.
We all got to work full-time jobs in order to do these things that we're doing, whether it's college radio like we're doing or even like what you're doing. Like, we got to do 9 to 5s just to make the, you know, from 5 to 9 happen, you know? Yeah.
No doubt. And it's that's the one thing, I mean, that I find with our music, our Canadian music, you know? It's like, it's definitely, you can hear the love of it. You know what I mean? We do it for the love. Like, the ones who...
Just shine.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, you know, you're bumping, like, you know, Wayo early, like,
all
dude, like,
dudes.
Wayo, how long have you been doing it? And you can hear the love in it, you know what I mean? Like, and you can't deny that, and you can't fake that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, nowadays, and that's just it. It's like, we were talking about hip-hop going in cycles. We're in that age now where we're like, okay, you're not feeling what's really out now, so we're going to dig, and we're going to try to find the cats like us who bring love back to the music, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally, man.
That's why I'm doing this show.
Yeah, that's why we're here, man. For the same reasons that you contribute to. Like, we're all kind of doing it collectively. Like, wherever we can make it happen, man, that's what we're doing. So, on that note, I'm looking at... we haven't dropped anything off the Warning Shot EP yet.
You know what? Let's run with the Embassy track.
He's the one out of, like, Kitchener, Guelph,
the
right?
Kitchener, yeah. It's a six-man click. Iron Funk, the track, is called. Yeah, man. Big up to Embassy. You know what I mean? That's family right there.
He's got some crazy beats.
Galactus, Arcane, Elijah, Glorious, Astro Black. Y'all got to check for it as well. Astro's
crazy. We're wise to him, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. That's my fam right there. So, Iron Funk. Off the Warning Shot.
Done.
Cool.
Right on. Keep it locked. One more round with Luop. I'm sure at least we'll get one more round, man. This guy's got a lot of info, so drop it on your head. CFMU. Saturday Overnights.
One day, Luop, Catalyst, Embassy, Maccabees.
Yo, it's the insurmountable, doomed to be hounded by counter pro. What have I done to astound your soul? Around and round we go. So deep in this den, we can't escape from the pillage and rape, but it's blasphemous dreamscape. Seeking the beauty but alas, these bastards ain't after the true me. Truly, they gon' find true me too unruly. Sue me, but they just can't misconstrue me. The true B-boy from staircases and the forbidden places. It's hard for y'all to trace this. Taste this, niggas keep on looking. Try to smell what the corn is cooking. What you doing? I can tell when the storm is brewing. I'm right hooking to your jaw when the punk ass bitch ain't looking. Your whole thought process and your vibe was tookin' to think of all the hard work you put in. I put my foot in. Taught you this world Hebrew and hardcore, born to leave Babylon in ruin. But you can't be we, Embassy Maccabees, do I? No, you stop. Think about.
before you drop. Luwap and Basie Maccabees don't stop.
I want freedom in my galaxy, but heathens wanna challenge me. In legions of the fallacy, drop a sieve in my talents, be achieving immortality, grieving over casualties in this tragical era. Murders from tactical terror, burdens will grab you and scare you, like the hole in the ozone layer, or a nation that been shown no prayer. All y'all niggas down to stone dismayer, I've been shown a traitor of disarmament. You're not worthy to rock relentless armaments. Drowned when I spit, it drenches continents, crushing y'all like pretentious monuments. Damn, it's on again.
That sounds interesting. Perhaps the next best thing to wrestling. Secret Service in the West Wing, digesting cyanide pills in case I'm captured. Yeah. Embrace the rapture. I had guns aimed at Thatcher in the early 80s. Around the time of Reaganomics, when the pagan made a promise to have lasers aimed at comets. Fast forward, satellites are tracking U.S. citizens. Found guilty, forced to prove that's innocence. You lack any sense to trust these bureaucrats. You want to hear the facts? Well, don't be distracted by Miramax. What time Warner, cause I'm on a campaign to expose this goddamn shame.
But you can't be we, embassy Maccabees do what? No, you stop, think about being yourself before you drop. Luwap, embassy Maccabees don't stop.
Expect the unexpected, the light that's deflected through my type imperfected, the might of the method. If these vets are selected, it's best. All necks are protected, lest you rest with the wretched. Bless, what's the reason? We fight for freedom, and heathens, we leave them not breathing. It's begun before the beast was watching men through the Hubble's telescopic lens, clocking for where the profit stems, dropping gems like it's the hottest trend. Y'all with Tabato men and genies, we speak graffiti and strategically arise like the scenery came alive. All you see is our eyes, Maccabees screaming war cries, small fries on the feet of our guys, universal soldiers rise. Yeah.
A king in beggar's garments, bouncing through apartments, departing from the hell, starting to take over the mold of a soldier, walking with a boulder on my shoulder, hold up with a voice box, rhythm in the voice lock, key ingredient, the musical agreement, fleeing streets, refuge on the beat, seeking, speaking, from the heart, feel my pulse peaking, 7 days a week, no weekend, leaking, toxic fuming to the room, atmosphere to tomb, run back into your womb, abort your mission, in action y'all missing, so listen. To the frontline editorial, first edition. Thought I told you. If not, once again, I'm gonna warn you. It's the general. Critical. Get off my genital. Terrible. The damage that my rhyme bearable. You dudes know it's unbearable. Rotten apple parabels. Coated up in caramel. Not me. This the bitter truth. I kill it in a booth. Display the 100 proof. Till I'm gone. Disappear. Out of here. Poof.
But you can't be we, embassy Maccabees, Luwap. No, you stop, think about being yourself before you drop. Luwap, embassy Maccabees don't